Luke chapter 10. After these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them, two and two before him, into every city and place, whither he himself should come. And he said unto them, The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Bear no bag, neither scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in that house tarry still, eating and drinking such things as by them shall be set before you, for the laborers is worthy of his wages. Go not from house to house. But into whatsoever city ye shall enter, if they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are there, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come near unto you. But into whatsoever city ye shall enter, if they will not receive you, go your ways out unto the streets of the same, and say, Even the very dust which cleaveth on us of your city, we wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, know this, that the kingdom of God was come near unto you. For I say to you that it shall be easier in that day for them of Sodom than for that city. Woe be to thee, Chorazin! Woe be to thee, Bethsaida! For if the miracles had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while agone repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Therefore, it shall be easier for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 turned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subdued to us through thy name. And he said unto them, I saw Satan like lightning fall down from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subdued unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. That same hour rejoiced Jesus in the Spirit, and said, I confess unto thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and understanding, and hast revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, because it so pleased thee. All things are given me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father, neither who the Father is, save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned to his disciples, and said secretly, Blessed are the eyes which see that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Then behold, a certain lawyer stood up, and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love thy Lord God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy thought, and thy neighbor as thyself. Then he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, Who is then my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, and they robbed him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, so it fell out, that there came down a certain priest that same way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side, and likewise also a Levite. When he was come near to the place, went and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. Then a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came near unto him, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, and poured in oil and wine, and put him on his own beast, and brought him into an inn, and made provision for him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, When I come again, I will recompense thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain town, and a certain woman named Martha received him unto her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his preaching. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Master, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto Martha, Martha, thou carest, and art troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. God bless and carry on.